Preparation for the lesson, listening to her excerpts from lessons of the Kabbalist Baruch Shalom Ashlag with commentaries of his disciple and successor, Rav Lightman. A person cannot crave for something he does not miss now. What is a great lust and what is a small lust? This is the question. And what is a great yearning or a small yearning? How do you measure that? According to the sufferings. If a person wants something and he has great sufferings, then we say that he has a great deficiency and he is yearning to attaining. What does he yearn to again? He craves to fulfill his deficiency. Since this is what is missing, it hurts him, and he wants to calm down his sufferings. Therefore, there are people with lost love. What do? They put a gun to their heads. He cannot bear his sufferings. So what does he crave for? He craves to fulfill his deficiency. It is said, his desire is to benefit his creatures. He wants to give the Lord a pleasure, a fulfillment. To whom? If there is no deficiency, how can one receive if there is no deficiency? Something he is missing. Without a deficiency, he cannot receive. So the Creator, who wants to give us pleasure, He gave us a device called desire, craving. What is? We look at it. Everything we look at. This, we look at things and we crave for them. He doesn't crave, so he finds no taste in it. But once he finds the taste, he makes every possible effort to attain it, to get it. And that also depends on how much he wants it. Isn't it so? Now, let's think a little bit. If it is said that the Creator wants to delight his creatures and give them a pleasure, therefore he created in them a pleasure, a great deficiency that they want to fulfill. It is said, a desire can be in corporality for something that one sees and he craves for it. But when he created the first deficiency, a view of Prina Aleph, what does he crave for? What does he want? Therefore we learn that the Oren Kli, the light and the vessel, the deficiency and the fulfillment were created simultaneously, and that is called Chochmah, meaning everything he wants to give, the good and the pleasure, that is called Or, light. And he who receives the Or, the light, is called Chochmah. Therefore, if we learn that I see in corporality, why do we only see nature? That a fulfillment without a deficiency, you cannot feel the fulfillment, the pleasure. It turns out that although the whole art of Chochmah, all the good there is in the Sefirah of Chochmah, you don't enjoy it. For example, we are now sitting. Who enjoys that sitting? But a person who walks around for a few hours or driving, standing up, he is looking for a place to sit and he enjoys it. So the kli of receiving the pleasure, we see, why do we know it is called deficiency? It turns out, from whom the Chochmah received the light, or if there would have been no place for deficiency, and anyway the good and pleasure he has, but nobody enjoys it. For example, I don't know if I can say it, but I will say it anyway. In Torah and Mitzvot there was a restriction that everything that we correct ourselves is to come out from the restriction, from the concealment. Only that we will be able to aim in order to bestow. Then we begin to attain the good and pleasure there is in the Torah. And then the work of the Lord begins. What is work? Not to receive the good and pleasure in only in order to bestow. Rabash wants to somehow explain this concept of what it means, the purpose of the creation is to benefit his creatures, to feel this benevolence. So he had to create a deficiency for that benevolence. How? We learn. We see that if the deficiency, the desire and the pleasures and the pleasure are in one place, then the pleasure that comes turns off the desire. I want something. I receive the fulfillment. I fulfill the deficiency. And then the deficiency is gone and the feeling of pleasure is gone too. This is how we exist in our world. We keep wanting things. We try to come to that fulfillment. We fulfill ourselves. The pleasure is gone, departs, because the deficiency is fulfilled. And again, we are in a lack of the feeling of vitality. What else to enjoy from? And again, we are looking for things. So we develop advertisements of what to enjoy from, and we yearn, and again we are running after things to acquire a new deficiency and a fulfillment, which will also be new at least for a moment, in order to feel life, because life is felt only while we get what we want. And therefore our whole life are comprised from small moments which receive their fulfillment. So what do we do? Eventually we see that unstopping running about, this is what our life is, that the whole life is to calm down the sufferings, that something is missing. So how can we reach a state that we have sufferings, deficiencies, and I love them? I have pleasures, and pleasures do not cancel my appetite, and I keep enjoying. That also in the suffering, in the hunger, in the deficiency, without a fulfillment, and with the fulfillment, I will fill my life in an eternal good way. Because his desire is to benefit his creatures. So how does he do that? So he says, if we see the four phases of direct light and how the Creator created our will to receive, we see that Bechina Aleph, the first Bechina called Chochma, is filled with light. Oh. But it does not enjoy. There is no feeling of pleasure there, because there is no deficiency before that. Rather, the light comes before the Kli. It builds, it creates the first Bechina. What happens next? When Bechina Aleph, it feels nothing. And we see that in Bechina Daled, in the fourth discernment, there is the feeling of pleasure. She wants to enjoy, because the deficiency comes before the light, before the fulfillment. And therefore there is a feeling of fulfillment, but that feeling is accompanied with the feeling of shame, busha. But still there's the feeling of the creature, feeling of life, and the fulfillment of the deficiency. And it's also not the solution. So what do we do next? In order to come to a whole eternal, which will not turn off the desire, and that the desire won't be diminished because of the reception of the pleasure. Therefore, the solution is that the deficiency and the fulfillment won't be in the same place, rather in two deficiencies, in two places. That there's a creator and a creature here. The creature has to feel the creator. Unlike B'china Aleph from four phases of direct light, rather B'china Dalet, who feels that somebody is fulfilling her, and that there is a connection between the giver and the receiver. They both love one another and they both fulfill one another. Then there's the feeling of the pleasure in one place. Let's say in a creature who wants and fulfills the creator, and he enjoys from fulfilling him. He is feeling the pleasure he is bringing upon the creator. Same thing with the creator. He has a desire to fulfill the creature, he fulfills them, and he feels in him how he fulfills the creature. In such a way, the pleasure and the deficiency are not in one place, where the pleasure enters the deficiency and neutralizes it, both in the creator and the creature, and they can exist for eternity. Because the creatures develop their fulfillment after the deficiency, that's on the one hand, meaning they have a desire, they come from zero, from darkness, with their deficiency, which keeps on growing and growing and growing. And when they want to fulfill it, they feel that the fulfillment can be in them, in themselves, rather in the Creator. That is called to receive in order to bestow. And then in such a way, when they bring pleasure upon the Creator, and by doing so they fulfill themselves, they are never fulfilled. They never turn off their desire, and they always feel themselves in a state like the Creator, complete and whole. And it turns out as seemingly two contradicting things. I'm never fulfilled, but still I'm in internal sensation of pleasure and fulfillment. This is a special pattern there is in receiving in order to bestow. Let's move on to the next part of the lesson.